From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has reminded all stakeholders and the public to maintain Indonesia's geological, biological, and cultural wealth and diversity to prevent them from being damaged and over-exploited. Escorted by Antara, Jokowi stated at a virtual conference on Indonesia National Geopark on Monday that the geopark area is a place to learn about the national and world heritage, geological diversity, biodiversity, and cultural diversity. Therefore, Jokowi urged related stakeholders and the public to always maintain and protect the geopark area and other natural resources in Indonesia through area conservation efforts. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan confirmed that the government will make improvements to the Pertamina Mandalika International Street Circuit for the upcoming MotoGP event in March 2022. Panjaitan made the statement while attending the last series of 2021 Superbike World Championship WSBK held on November 19 to 21 at the Mandalika Circuit, Central Lombok District, was Nusa Tenggara. As reported by Antara, he noted in a press statement on Monday that the Mandalika Circuit is a world-class standard circuit. Earlier, the West Nusa Tenggara Governor and Transportation Minister had agreed to make improvement to some parts of the circuit. It will be completed in March according to the MotoGP schedule in Mandalika Circuit. The sales of micro, small, and medium enterprises (MSMEs) at the Mandalika World Superbike or WSBK Bazaar on November 19 to 21, 2021 crossed 100 million rupiah. The Mataram City government has informed the WSBK was held at the Pertamina Mandalika International Street Circuit, Central Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara Province. As reported by Antara, Head of the Industry, Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Office of Mataram City, Dedi Supriyadi, on Monday explained that Indonesia's 22 MSMEs could sell up to 75% of their products at the bazaar. He added the revenue from sales was quite huge, considering that the bazaar was held for the first time and there was a sudden downpour on the last 2 days of the event. Sweden is looking forward to further engagement in Indonesia's ambitious new capital project since it will adopt the smart city development concept learned from Swedish experiences. As reported by Antara, Swedish Ambassador to Indonesia, Marina Berg, emphasized during a webinar of the Sweden-Indonesia Sustainability Partnership Week televised on Monday that the country has learned about the plan to build a new capital for Indonesia. She noted, adding that it has become the first project on the list of collaboration projects in the future. Let's move on to the international news. Japanese and Indian officials are working on ways to release national reserves of crude oil in tandem with the United States and other major economies, but the timing of such a release remains unclear, seven government sources with knowledge of the plans told Reuters. Such an announcement could come as early as Tuesday, according to a source familiar with the discussion, but White House and U.S. Energy Department officials said no official decision on a release had been made. President Joe Biden has asked. The United Nations on Monday pushes for urgent action to prop up Afghanistan banks, warning that a spike in people unable to repay loans, lower deposit, and a cash liquidity crunch could cause the financial system to collapse within months. In a three-page report of Afghanistan banking and financial system seen by Reuters, The UN Development Programme, UNDP, said the economic cost of banking system collapse and consequent negative social impact would be colossal. Germany's Health Minister Jens Spahn has issued his starkest warning yet on the importance of getting vaccinated. Jens Spahn told the news conference in Berlin on Monday that by the end of this winter, everyone in Germany will either be vaccinated, recovered, or dead. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, Germany is in the grip of a fourth wave of coronavirus. Dietary restrictions are to be brought in, which will see the unvaccinated excluded from certain venues, and some of Germany's famed Christmas markets have been cancelled. Listener, that was the news. Indonesia has a great strength and potentials in the renewable energy sector. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo at the opening of the Indonesian New Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation, the 10th, 2021, at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. He also explained that Indonesia has 4,400 rivers, both large and medium, that can be used as a hydropower. On that occasion, the head of state also disclosed the plan to try two rivers, the Kayan River in North Kalimantan and the Mamberambo River in Papua. The president also said that the Kayan River has been calculated to be capable of producing 13,000 megawatts. Meanwhile, Mamberambo reaches around 24,000 megawatts. There is something President Joko Widodo has asked for this energy transition process. That is a clear scenario. President Joko Widodo hopes that this scenario will be discussed at the G20 summit in Bali next year. Of course, this request must be realized immediately. Indonesia targets a new renewable energy mix of 23% by 2025. The National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, targets 70% to be realized by 2050. Of course, to achieve this requires a clear scenario. To create a clear scenario, it certainly requires a positive legality. That is what the Indonesian Renewable Energy Society, or MEGTI, is currently asking for. As reported by Business.com, General Chairperson of MEGTI, Surya Dharma, said, that the regulation is necessary to be discussed immediately so that the focus on the new renewable energy sector could be accelerated. Currently, the new renewable energy bill is still under discussion at the House of Representatives. Hopefully, the scenario requested by President Joko Widodo can be realized. The scenario contains detailed and strategic steps to optimize renewable energy sources in Indonesia, such as marine energy, wind energy, and solar energy. This will certainly require hard work from the relevant ministers and other stakeholders. Input from all parties, such as academics, practitioners, and the public, is also most necessary. I'll start today in history with November 23, 1980, when the earthquake in southern Italy occurred. An earthquake occurred in the Irpina region, southern Italy, on Sunday, November 23, 1980. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.8 centered in the village of Conza resulted in 2,483 people dead and more than 7,700,000 people injured. The Italian government spent around 58.64 billion euros for reconstruction, while 100 million euros came from other countries. Let's move on to November 23, 1996, when Ethiopian Airline Flight 961 was hijacked and crashed in the Indian Ocean. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 961 is Boeing 767 aircraft with the Addis Ababa Nairobi route. The flight was hijacked on November 23, 1996. The plane made an emergency landing in the Lagalawa Moroni Comoros Island due to running out of fuel. This accident resulted in the death of 123 passengers and injured 52 others. I'll end today in history with November 23, 2001, when Cybercrime Convention signed. The Cybercrime Convention was signed by the Council members of Europe, United States of America, Canada, Japan, and South Africa in Budapest, Hungary. The purpose of this agreement is to protect the public from cybercrime. This agreement was made because of the prevalence of crimes that use computers and the internet.
I want you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Nairobi, Kenya, held a cultural and economic promotion event at the Indonesian Ambassador Residence on Saturday. The event, with the theme Indonesia Cultural Day, was to introduce batik, which has been registered as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO, to the dozens of foreign ambassadors who were present. The exhibition also introduced the history, meaning, and process of making batik, followed by a batik fashion demonstration and various ways of using batik cloth. Some of the clothes and batik cloth displayed are from the personal collection of the wife of the Indonesian ambassador to Kenya, Zulfah Nahliati Saripudin. Citing a report from Tempo.co, on Saturday, the Indonesian embassy in Nairobi in a press statement stated that during this activity, the Association of Wives and Husbands of Foreign Ambassador in Nairobi, who are members of the Spouse of Heads of Mission, raised funds for several schools that need, including the Al-Anisa Orphanage. Indonesian Ambassador to Kenya Muhammad Heri Saripudin said that the participants who were present receive a warm welcome and kindness not only from the government, but also the people of Kenya. According to Ambassador Muhammad, through this fundraising activity, it is time for Indonesia to share with the local community. The present ambassadors and their spouses were very impressed, not only with the various designs and batik motifs, but also with the history and culture of batik, which is recognized as having an influence of the African continent. One of them was delivered by Swedish ambassador to Kenya, Caroline Vissini. She was interested in seeing the cultural connections between Africa and Indonesia. The influence of batik is brought by Indonesia to Africa. On that occasion, Ambassador Caroline Vissini also bought various batik fabrics at the bazaar.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back, listener, to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, let's try to enjoy various Indonesian food if someday you can visit Indonesia again. Every region in Indonesia has its special food. For example, Aceh. This province in the far west has a lot of special kind of food such as caluk noodle. It looks like spaghetti because the noodle is thick, but it tastes different. This noodle is rich in Indonesian spices. Caluk noodle is always present when people break their fast on the tip of the island of Sumatra. Caluk noodle is made from a type of stick noodle whose diameter is quite wide. First, boil the noodle until well and stir-fry with various spices such as onion, garlic, and chili. Generally, caluk noodle is also served with a separate sauce. To make the sauce itself, it is seasoned with stir-fried onions, chilies, tomatoes, and sliced cabbage. But caluk noodles is usually added with peanut sauce and red and white crackers. Basically, buyers are free to choose caluk noodle dishes with peanut sauce or broth according to their taste. Listener, if you visit Aceh, it's not complete if you haven't enjoyed caluk noodle despite a variety of other rich traditional Tanah Rencong food. This food is easy to find in various regions in Aceh. It usually can be found in market areas in street stalls. The most famous place to try caluk noodle is Gronggrong PD Regency because there are quite a lot of caluk noodle sellers along the road. The price is quite affordable. Around 5,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, detecting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
tak pernah berubah. Kau masih saja dengan peran yang kau tak suka. Apa kata ayah? Jadi pembatas ruang gerakmu berkarya. Maksud hatiku ingin bebaskanmu. Sekilas yang aku dengar, sekilas yang aku dengar.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to conversing the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, editors of foreign broadcast stations, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berbelanja. Berbelanja, which means shopping. Next is an example of a conversation entitled Sama Mahalnya Dengan. Sama Mahalnya Dengan, which means as expensive as. This conversation takes place between Kevin and saleswoman. Kevin is about to buy batik shirt and asks what size shirt will fit him.
Apakah batik Dayak sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan?
Tergantung pada jenis bahan, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will give phrases and vocabulary related to it. Namely, on sama mahalnya dengan, sama mahalnya dengan, which means as expensive as. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Apakah batik Dayak? Apakah batik Dayak, which means is Dayak batik? Sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan. Sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan, which means as expensive as Pekalongan batik. Tergantung pada, which means depends on. Jenis bahan, which means the type of material. Piring ini, which means this plate. Sama besarnya dengan, which means as big as. Tentu, which means of course. Sebelah sini, which means this way. In the conversation, you heard the questions, apakah batik Dayak sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan? Apakah batik Dayak sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan? Which means, is Dayak batik as expensive as Pekalongan batik? In the sentence, there is an expression, sama mahalnya dengan, which means as expensive as. When you want to compare two objects of the same size, price, weight, etc., you can use the formula sama plus size, price, weight, etc. plus nya plus dengan. Sama plus size, price, weight, etc. plus nya plus dengan. In the sentence, batik Dayak sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan. Batik Dayak sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan. Which means, Dayak batik is as expensive as Pekalongan batik. The expression sama mahalnya dengan, which means as expensive as, is comparing Dayak batik to Pekalongan batik price. Let's listen to another example of using the formula. Sama plus size, price, weight, etc. plus nya plus dengan. To compare two equal objects. Apakah ada piring yang sama besarnya dengan piring ini? Apakah ada piring yang sama besarnya dengan piring ini? Which means, is there a plate as big as this plate? Tentu, sebelah sini. Which means, certainly, over here. Dayak batik comes from Central Kalimantan. The batik emphasizes patterns with elements that are nuanced in nature, religion, and other things related to Dayak tribe. Dayak batik is also known for being bold in combining bright and contrasting colors, such as red, yellow, pink, green, and blue. Before we end, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Apakah batik Dayak sama mahalnya dengan batik Pekalongan?
Tergantung pada jenis bahan, Pak.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic berbelanja. Berbelanja, which means shopping. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nika Kusumawati, thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Selendang Biru by Ratna Karina. Composed by Emen, this Malay song comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. Like the title of the song, Selendang Biru, this song tells about a blue scarf, which is made of silk cloth, given as a sign of love. Unfortunately, the sign of love is now only a memory because the lover has left and never comes back because he has another love. The song Selendang Biru was produced by Rosari Records in 2020. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Selendang Biru by Ratna Karina. Enjoy!
Kita ini tak cocok kita dua aja.
Jadi?
Kita panggil nu ada makcik, pakcik, nun. Yang kecil-kecil kita ajak menari.
Boleh, tapi jangan lupa panggil luak nu.
Siapa lagi?
Kalau tak dipanggil mengamuk, iya. Jadi, cemana tu?
Tak mulai.
Mulai. Baiklah, Datuk, kalau begitu. Datuk Panglima pergi berburu. Anak petani menganyam bambu. Kalau nak mengenang masa yang lalu, tolong nyanyikan lagu Selendang Biru.
Kalau perkara Selendang Biru ni, yang paling cocok ni, buluh betung dibelah dua. Buat titian ke tepian muara. Selendang Biru, judul lagunya, akan dinyanyikan Ratna Karina.
Kalau gitu, mainkan musiknya.
Mainkan!
kalian juga. Hanyut perahu terapung kapung. Tali terhaju tolong ikatkan. Hendak pulang rasanya tangguh. Kalau ada lagi lagu tolong mainkan.
Lanjut.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Love me when you're alone inside. Still trying to learn how it feels to be loved. Still trying to love like I've never been hurt. Friends keep telling that you're perfect, best selling. So overwhelming, or somehow they're right. They think you're an angel while you've never seen the devil. Well, every time you try to pick up the pieces, you're telling it a lie. And why that?
Voice of Indonesia.
Langit yang sama. Stars and clouds, yes, it's always been you. Every time your body bends, the universe yields to other beings breathing. My heart shields you, other bearer of light. I'm a care for life, a baggage, a carry heavy, your life cabin check-in. Your little gestures turn me loose. You right here next to me, enjoy my tune now. Check-in.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.